Are you kidding me? We recorded the entire episode on balance and I had my microphone off. Like, none of it. We can't get any of that sound back.
This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As an anthropologist and naturopathic doctor, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know these people, they are exactly like you. Before we jump into the interview, I want to invite you to join our free Facebook community, Legacy. If you want to be something amazing, you need to surround yourself with amazing people. The Legacy community is made up of badass women living, not leaving, but living our legacy every single day. We are leaders, parents, entrepreneurs, and innovators collectively committed to leaving the world better than we found it. My mission is to support the health and optimization of these badass superheroes, literally to places we never thought imaginable. If you are on a mission and get it, that your health is the key to your unlimited potential, then join us. We are super awesome. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/BE Legacy. See you there. So today we're doing things a little bit differently. Rather than having a guest come onto the show, what I'm going to do is I'm actually just going to talk. Do not worry, it will not be as long as a regular episode. These little mini episodes are going to come to you every 10 to 15 guests that we have in our lineup. And it's really an opportunity to pull together some of the concepts that we have been talking about previously and set the stage for some of the things that we have coming up. I also think it's a really nice opportunity to take some of the ideas that I hear from my patients, from the people that I interact with, and share them with you. One of the concepts lately that people have been talking about is this notion of balance. How do I achieve it as I transition from the summer into the fall where, well, if you're in North America, this is what we're doing. We're transitioning from the summer, we're transitioning into the fall, kids are going back to school, everyone is going to find their routine, and people are suddenly stressed out about how they're going to schedule in their balance. Now, the irony of this conversation is not lost on me. And last week, as I was out riding my bike with my daughter, who also just learned to ride her bike, the notion and concept of balance and speed and momentum as a metaphor of how we find it in our everyday life became so glaringly obvious to me that I needed to share it with you. The next 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk about balance. We're going to talk about things that you can do on a daily basis to find it. And we're going to look at that esoteric notion of picking up balance as it passes you by, as opposed to finding times to schedule it in. These are practical things that you can put into place every day. This is about finding time. This is about increasing clarity and maximizing your productivity so that you can have it all. We're not focusing on hustling more. We're finding ways to incorporate balance and see it as it passes in front of us on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. It's about picking up those opportunities as they are planted in front of us. Let us know what you think about this new format. It's not the way we're going to do them all, but it's the way we're going to try to pull some of these ideas together for you. You can always engage with us. Tell us what you think over on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Entrepology Podcast, in our community group called Legacy, which is also on Facebook, Facebook.com/groups/BE Legacy. And if you're liking what it is that we are handing your way, we would love to have a review. Head on over to iTunes, look up the Entrepology Podcast, and leave us your thoughts. Have an amazing day. So my daughter just learned to ride a bike. She's 6 years old, and for the last 4 months, we have been working on removing her training wheels. It has been this huge transition for her in terms of having a glimpse at her own independence. And so because we were able to do this, what we did for the first time last weekend is she and I set out on our bikes together. We were down in a ravine where there were hills and potholes and all sorts of things, and she was experimenting with the speed of her bike. She was going fast, she was going slow. And one of the things that she realized and she articulated to me is she said, you know, mommy, when I go a little bit fast, when I have just a little bit of speed, I have more control over my bike. And as I watched her, I kind of smiled as she said that. And I realized what an incredible metaphor riding a bike is for living your real life. You know, we all strive for balance. It is something that we are searching for every single day. And yet she was able to get on her bike and have this opportunity where she realized that true balance does not come from, oh my gosh, when am I going to schedule some time to stop? It came from having sufficient momentum that she was able to coast. When you slow down on a bike, in fact, the slower you go on a bike, that's when things get dangerous. That's when you topple over. And the worst case scenario is that you slow down enough and you are clipped in and you have nowhere to put your feet. You know, as we move through life and as we attempt to engage in our missions and in our work, there are so many conflicting messages about how we actually find this balance. And that what I find is when I sit down with people in my office, they're absolutely stressed out about how they find balance the right way. We try to come to a screeching halt once a quarter or once a year where we dip away on vacation. And inevitably what happens is 3 days in, we get sick because our adrenals have been so fatigued and our cortisol levels have been so mismanaged for the time leading up until we take that break that we absolutely crash, that our immune system no longer has our back, that we're tired and we're exhausted and we're in recovery mode. And the notion of balance or the notion of break or the idea that we maybe rewarded ourselves for all the hard work that we have done over the last year or quarter isn't necessarily the benefit or the reward that we were hoping for. You know, as I think we look towards this concept of balance and as we move back into the school year where we have routine and the kids are at school and the subways and the public transit are full again, we have a real opportunity to start to embrace balance and look at it in a different way. I am not advocating that we get out there and pull a Gary Vaynerchuk and we hustle, hustle, hustle all the time. What I'm advocating for is that we look around our daily lives and look for opportunities to coast. Look for opportunities to take our feet off the pedals and just ride the momentum of hard work that we have put into our lives. You know, there's lots of ways of being able to do this. And I think one of the things that happens is we talk about these ideas esoterically and we don't stop and look at how we can actually put them into practice. There are things that you can do on a daily basis to start to step away from the grind and actually engage in a break, actually engage in moments of balance. Balance does not come because it's scheduled. Balance comes because it's floating in front of you and you take the opportunity to pick it up. What we have found in terms of looking at the research of high performers and people who are most effective in getting things done is that they get up out of their chair at least once an hour. And this means if you are already at a standing desk and you're evolved that way in terms of your workspace, that you are also leaving your work once every 45 to 50 minutes, in the very least once an hour. Walk down the hall, refresh your water, go to the bathroom, do what you need to do, but step away and take a break. When I first started in practice, one of the things that I noticed is that the population within my patient base who were actually getting the most number of breaks and where it was socially acceptable for them to take a break from their work were among smokers. This horrified me because we were condoning a behavior as being totally acceptable in a workplace, and yet these people are the ones who are actually getting outside. In no way am I advocating that you need to pick up a habit like smoking in order to be able to get a break from your work. What I want you to do is create opportunities for you to get out of your chair and step away from what it is that you are doing to get a moment of fresh air, to get a moment of clarity. You know, sometimes I hear people say, I'm so busy, I can't stop. If I stop, I won't be able to get back into it. If I stop, I'll never get it all done. And what most of these people realize is that when they actually take the time to step away, when they actually take a moment to have a fresh start, that they have greater clarity, they have greater focus, and much more efficiency when they step back to the project. You don't need a 10-minute break every hour. You need a 1 minute, a 30-second, a 45-second step away, a recharge, a stretch, and get back at it. You know, one of the times that we also will engage in doing this is in the afternoon. So we'll head out and we'll go and we'll grab a coffee, right? Your blood sugar dips, you're starting to feel tired. One of the ideas that I want you to start to embrace as we move into the fall is not necessarily that we need to go and perk ourselves up with more caffeine or sugar. It's that we actually need to engage in something that's going to spiral our health forward, that's going to spiral it upwards. So yes, you may be having that dip in energy around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Most of the time, that's because we need a little bit more fat and we need a little bit more protein. Our blood sugar is crashing. So having some sugar, going to Starbucks and having that dream bar simply means that you're going to get a spike and another crash. Go out and grab yourself a green tea and some protein. Try some yerba mate, which is a South American plant. They use it to make tea. It contains caffeine, but without the crash that you get from having coffee. Try drinking on its own or adding to one of these beverages some lion's mane. So lion's mane is a mushroom, and what they have found in the consumption of this mushroom, which you can get in a powdered form, there's lots of places that sell it. You can add it to your coffee, your tea, drink it on its own. And what it does is it increases your ability to focus. It increases your ability to have cognitive clarity. It's a great little tool in the afternoon. And sometimes slipping out and going and getting yourself a treat like that constitutes a really nice break or balance in and amongst your day. There are two other pieces when we talk about balance that research has found to be incredibly effective at finding and navigating appropriate levels of neurotransmitters and mirroring the types of neurotransmitter pictures that we find in people who have quote unquote balance in their lives. And this is the notion of movement and play. Movement can mean exercise, but it doesn't have to mean exercise. One of the hallmark features of people who are out of balance is that they say, I don't have time to go to the gym. I do not have time to get down to the gym that's in my building or the one that's across the street or go out for a walk in the morning. I've got a lot of things going on. What research has found, what I have found in my own practice, is that people who make the time to actually get out and move, those are the people who are extremely efficient in terms of the use of their time throughout the course of the day. I would echo that people with 3 kids are also very efficient, but that is a lot more work in terms of their commitment to life than just simply getting out and going to the gym. When you take even 20 minutes to go and increase your heart rate throughout the course of the day, you are going to find that you have greater clarity, greater focus, and more efficiency in terms of your time. It's never about how many hours in the day that we have. When people say they don't have enough time, usually what they mean is that they don't have enough energy. If we can break that habit of I don't have enough energy to be able to go and work out, I don't know how to fit it into my day, and we actually craft a moment or opportunity for it to be an inclusive part of what you do in a 24-hour period, you are going to gain more time back. Always. The last piece that I want to look at, aside from the movement, and maybe we can incorporate these two together, is this notion of play. Play is one of those things that we sort of abandoned when we decided to transition from being a child to being an adult. It was one of those hallmarks of, oh yeah, now I've got it together. Now I'm an adult. I don't play anymore. Play head to head with anti-anxiety medication comes out ahead every time in terms of being able to assist people in decreasing generalized anxiety. Except for those most extreme cases, the incorporation of play is one of those things that tackles anxiety, depression, and that nulling effect that adult life has on us in terms of increasing our happiness, our productivity, and our ability to handle the things that come our way. If we're going to talk about efficiency, if we're going to talk about life hacks, if we're going to talk about the things that actually elevate our performance in this world, then play, making the time for it, the space for it, and the creativity for it, it's one of the most simplistic ways of being able to tackle all of those other concepts at once. Play does not mean going to the bar and drinking with your buddies, but it might mean engaging in a fantasy football league. It might mean starting to play some video games or pulling out a board game or going to the park with your kids, but actually climbing the equipment. You know, we've talked about a variety of suggestions, both today in this episode of the podcast, but with other guests about ways of increasing your efficiency or your productivity or all of these other concepts throughout the course of the day. One of the things I want to challenge you to do is to look at ways of incorporating play into your life. So we can talk diet. We can talk sleep habits. We can talk about all these things that seem hard to do or we don't seem particularly incentivized to incorporate into our daily life. But play, well, that's something kind of fun. That's a lot less work. And yet the return on investment for finding ways to incorporate it into how you live your life are infinitely more powerful, I would argue, than so many of those other dogmatic, consistent, and boring ideas when it comes to health. You know, if there's one thing that I want to do when people come into my office, if there's one thing I can do for someone who's somewhat reluctant about changing their lifestyle, it's looking at ways for them to be able to incorporate play into their life. Now, I don't want to leave you to your own devices in doing this, because let's be honest, we're all going to get busy and we're all going to forget to make it happen. I believe that when you are accountable, you are helpable. And so I want to use two of the resources available at our disposal to help all of us increase our ability to play, to throw around ideas, to look at new ways of making this happen in our life. I would like you to go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Anthropology Podcast. And what we've done is we've created a space there for you to be able to throw your ideas out around how you are going to incorporate play into your life this fall as a way to achieve balance, as a way to perpetuate your momentum. And if you're feeling really inclined to engage in community and take this concept of accountability to a next level, then I would encourage you to join our free Facebook group called Legacy. And you can find us at facebook.com/groups/BE Legacy, as in Be Legacy, as in living your legacy. And that is a group of women who are entrepreneurs, parents, innovators, go-getters, people who are engaging in this world and know that if their health drops, they can no longer achieve their mission. And so we talk about ideas and we support one another to help take our health to the maximum level, because we fundamentally believe, and this is my driving force, that when people are well, they can change the world. And for us to be well, for us to find balance, the thing that I'm challenging all of you to do right now is to look for those opportunities for balance to be brought to you throughout the course of the day. Don't go out and try to make it. Don't go out and add it to your to-do list. Don't try to schedule it. Just look for it. Look for it as it passes by in front of you and choose to pick it up. Choose to find ways of playing. Choose to maintain the momentum that you have built into your successful life and leverage it in such a way that it spirals you ahead. It doesn't tire you out. We have an incredible lineup of guests coming in this fall who are going to reinforce some of these ideas. They're going to talk about productivity hacks, but they're also going to talk about play. They're also going to talk about how to maintain your momentum. One of the guests coming up in the next few weeks is someone by the name of Alex Charfin. And Alex has not only a podcast called The Entrepreneurial Personality Type, but he has a book called it. And one of the things that Alex will talk about on a considerable basis and with much passion is the notion and need for momentum in the lives of entrepreneurs. As we engage in this concept called balance, please don't come to a screeching halt. Look at ways of maintaining your momentum, of keeping the control like you would need to have on a bike so you don't fall over, and pick up those moments for balance as they pass in front of you. This is a really exciting few weeks that we have ahead of us. I cannot wait to see you again here in our Facebook group and on our Facebook page. Have an amazing start to this new school year and this fresh fall.
If you enjoyed our conversation and would like to hear more, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to the Anthropology Podcast. We would also really appreciate a quick review. When people have their health, they can change the world. Let us keep you healthy and you go change the world.